statistically known as Roe versus Wade. That presumed that life was a right to which human beings are entitled. That's a fallacy, brothers and sisters. There is no right to anything in this world. Nothing, if we're Christian. There's no right to anything. You see, rights can be taken away, either full-time, like they are in many parts of this world, or in emergencies, they declare martial law and certain rights are suspended. And society here and in many other parts of the world thinks that life is a right that can either be taken away, like the evil one has done here, and our neighbor participates in that evil right there. I don't know what, 40 feet from we are, is the monster of America, who says he's a Christian. A murderer in the eyes of God. A murderer, plain and simple. We don't care what the Supreme Court says. No, there is no right to life. Even those who think they're defending life do life a disservice by claiming that there's a right to life. Because as I said, and as we know, every right can be suspended under certain circumstances. For believers, brothers and sisters, life is a gift. It's a gift. It's not a right. It's a gift that's given to us. And that's why, if you notice, we don't call it Right to Life Sunday in our churches. We call it the Sacred Gift of Life Sunday. You don't give back a gift and still think well of yourself. Life is given to us by the giver of life himself. And only the gift giver has the right to take that gift back. I am so proud of this Orthodox community here in Wichita. Instead of just talking about what they call right to life, the sacredness of life, you've done something. You've established a place, a holy place, known as Treehouse. Renee worked so hard with her other volunteers and so many of you, saying that life is a sacred gift and will help you keep that life. We'll show you how to care for that life. There's temptations, I know. And not just for silly reasons to have abortions like it's inconvenient. It's a mistake. How do you tell God that that gift you gave me is a mistake? That's a judgment of God? How dare you? It's a mistake. It's inconvenient. God, keep your gift. How arrogant. How arrogant. How ungrateful. And that's the message of this morning's readings, gratitude. How ungrateful. But it's not just for silly, evil reasons like that. Women can be frightened into the thought of abortion. Your child's going to be born deaf, blind, terribly deformed. Well, we have one of the most beautiful young men who serves in this altar. He's not here today. Who should not be here then by that? The doctors frightened his mother and his father so bad. His insides are going to be born outside. Y'all know who I'm talking about. Many of you. All of his insides are going to be born outside. How he was born? Looked like a little golf ball. It was in a membrane, just his intestines, tiny, tiny, like a golf ball, in a little white membrane that one of our own Dr. Catherine, who used to sit right there where Susan is, now up in Kansas City. Simply put, back in. Very simple. Simple for us to say that, but really a miracle that someone could do that. His only flaw, if you want to talk about a child having a flaw, and I thought it was a cool flaw, was that he wouldn't have a belly button. I thought that would be cool. You know, when you're 13, you start taking showers in school with other guys, and you have no belly button.